Sea versus Kansanshi Dynamos in a fierce showdown at Arthur Davy Stadium, kicking off at 12:30 hours and 15 hours. The heat continues on Sunday with the Red Arrows versus the Green Eagles and Power Dynamos versus Kawe Warriors in a battle to win at Nkoloma Stadium, kicking off at 12:30 hours and 15 hours. Who will move on to the semis? Grab your tickets now at ShopRite CompuTicket, VIP 150 Kwacha, Grandstand 100 Kwacha, and Open Wing 20 Kwacha. Your story matters. ABSA.
The headlines. Defense wings respond to presidential directive with large-scale cultivation. OYV urges ECZ to take firm stance against political violence. Six dead after helicopter crashes into New York's Hudson River. To present the news, I'm Lusavilo Gondwe. Defense Minister Ambrose Lufuma says all defense wings have complied with President Hakainde Hichilema's directive issued last year, instructing them to engage in agricultural activities to address food insecurity. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Lufuma stated that more than 800 hectares of farmland have so far been cultivated across various military farms and are nearing harvest. He further disclosed that the Ministry of Defense has expanded its agricultural operations with active projects currently underway in Chisamba, Mbala, and other regions. Mr. Lufuma has emphasized that the involvement of defense forces in agriculture is a strategic move to contribute meaningfully to the country's food basket and support long-term food security. President Hichilema issued the directive last year after a prolonged dry spell impacted over 78 districts across the country, prompting the need for broader participation in national food production efforts.
A lot of progress has been made. We have more than 800 hectares under ZAF, for example, which is a newcomer to this directive. We have farms in Mbala, farms in Lufanyama, in Chisamba as well. Those are new additions after the directive from the president. So we have made a lot of strides towards fulfilling that directive.
The Operation Young Vote, OYV, has urged the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, to take a more proactive and impartial stance in addressing political violence, cautioning against selective enforcement which could result in biased outcomes. Commenting on the recent political violence reported in Eastern Province during campaigns for the Mtilizi Ward by-election, the OYV Executive Director Gesny Renda expressed concern over ECZ's continued inaction, particularly in cases allegedly involving the ruling party. Speaking to Phoenix News, Mr. Nyirenda emphasized the need for the commission to respond to political violence in a timely and professional manner, warning that failure to do so risks eroding the integrity and purpose of the electoral process. He has since called on the ECZ to firmly uphold its constitutional mandate without fear or favor, ensuring a level playing field for all political players.
We seem to be handling these matters in the same way and we expect different results, which is not possible. The ECZ must come out very strongly. The ECZ must put its foot down, regardless of the perception of this violence or any more practice in the electoral process. No one should be with these gloves, whether they are coming from the opposition or the ruling party. We want the ECZ to do their job independently. And we cannot afford as a country to grapple around the violence in a small by-election.
Voting took place in Mtilizi Ward in Nyemba District, Eastern Province, yesterday, following the resignation of Patriotic Front Ward Councillor on December 26th, 2024. Lonte, PF Member of Parliament Mototwe Kafwaya, has voiced concerns over alleged miscommunication and a lack of understanding of government operations within the Ministry of Information and Media, warning that such issues are undermining public trust. Mr. Kafwaya's comments come in the wake of conflicting statements issued by Information and Media Minister Cornelius Mwetwa and his permanent secretary, Thabo Kawana, concerning the health status of former President Edgar Lungu. In an interview, Mr. Kafwaya has expressed disappointment over what he described as a troubling lack of coordination among senior government officials, stating that divergent narratives on the same issue reflect poorly on the administration's internal communication. He emphasized the critical role of the permanent secretary in the Ministry of Information in ensuring consistent policy messaging and effective communication across government channels. Mr. Kafwaya further cautioned that while some members of the public may still give the government the benefit of doubt, ongoing inconsistencies may serve to deepen mistrust and erode confidence in public institutions.
Senior government agents who hold different views on the same matter. People who work in the same ministry, it should just never happen. But who is receiving correct instructions between them? Who is giving instructions to them if the two can receive varying instructions on the same matter? It's very disappointing. The first thing you need to observe is that a PSC, Minister of Information, is not a PS without portfolio. That is a PS for a specific ministry. And his concern should be policy within the ministry. It appears to me that some of those players have not understood that. Everyone who works in that ministry, it is the poor understanding of how government operates.
Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development Permanent Secretary Nicholas Piri has expressed confidence that the allocation to the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, will not be reduced even in the event of a change in government. Speaking to Phoenix News, Mr. Piri highlighted the importance of CDF in driving community and national development. He stated that given its critical role, no administration would risk reducing its funding. He further noted that CDF allocation is expected to continue increasing in the foreseeable future, emphasizing that the fund has proven to be a transformative tool for development. Meanwhile, Mr. Piri has disclosed that the ministry is considering restructuring the CDF loan facility due to low repayment rates. He has revealed that although approximately 3 billion kwacha was disbursed between 2021 and 2024, very little has been recovered.
I honestly doubt that anyone of us I want to also confirm that given all the challenges from our minds, from the members of our leader, president, leader from the president, we are very clear that this is the year.
In global news, authorities say six people, including three children, were killed after a helicopter carrying a family of tourists crashed into the Hudson River in New York. The family of five was from Spain, and the sixth person was the pilot. New York City Mayor Eric Adams told reporters on Thursday that all were on board the helicopter at the time of the crash. The New York Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch says the identities of the victims will not be released until the families are notified. We take a break.
Check.
There we go.
106.7 and 1Z.
And now business news.